Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
So mental health is a big dollar business, but there are some free ways in which you can take care of yourself and not have to break the bank. I guess a few minutes of daily light exercise can lower your risk of depression.
Getting in the sun.
Yep. They're saying just going out, getting some fresh air, moving around, just 20 minutes maybe even a day, that could be the difference between, you know, it gives you less chances, lowers your risk.
But think how great it is with Zoom now and video calling. You could talk to a therapist and
yes,
one click of a button.
Yeah, they're right there. Know?
So one of the things that's come out after COVID is there's a real strain on the mental health industry. There's a shortage of therapists, basically, and people are...
Because everybody's depressed.
Yeah, people want to talk to someone.
And what does your therapist do? He just leans back and goes, well, why don't you talk?
Yeah.
He's drawing.
For a while.
He's just acting like he's taking notes.
Taking notes, drawing little stick figures.
Over there, bananas. Mm-hmm. A fabric softener. Yeah. You're like, no, let's explore that more.
And then he looks at his watch. He's like, I think we've done enough for today.
Yeah. A lot of heavy lifting.
See you next Friday.
Right. Friday. They say the economic cost of depression in the United States alone is approximately more than $210 billion.
I'm getting depressed just by these stats.
Listen to that. Go out and walk.
I gotta call my therapist.
Get out there and move. Film and television productions coming to a standstill. The SAG-AFTRA president, that Fran Drescher, union is going on strike. 160,000 actors.
I think that's what surprised a lot of people. You're like, why am I seeing Fran Drescher on my screen?
Yes.
She represents all of them.
I know. She's like the prez or something. Mm-hmm. I didn't recognize her. I haven't seen her in so long. I'm like, wow, look at her.
The nanny.
You know, yeah, that laugh. God. Isn't that her laugh? I don't
so
know.
So many trigger points.
It was, it's more like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeehaw, she's a donkey.
Hey, donkey. I don't know. Sorry. Well,
so
anyway,
yesterday was the big red carpet premiere of Oppenheimer in London. And while you may have seen Matt Damon and all of those guys on the red carpet, they didn't go into the theater because, boom, the strike
was
called.
There was an explosion?
Yeah, the strike was called, and they are, that includes appearances. No more press junkets, no more nothing. Looks like.
Now, these celebrities like Matt Damon and all those guys stand up for these littler leveled, actors and stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's all, I mean, you're part of a union, so uh-huh. Yeah, you're on the high end, but you remember a time when you were struggling. And the big thing, I guess, is the fight about AI. And that's also the same thing.
They got
thing
that. And also the insurance is what Matt Damon was saying. You got to make X amount of money to be able to get insurance. It's like $26,000. And I thought about that. I'm like, I guess I never really thought about a lot of those actors aren't making $26,000 to get insurance. So they got to try to figure that out on their own or they work without insurance.
So right? I have friends that have to make their nut. Like, so you might have to accept jobs just to be able to cover, because if you don't, then you lose the insurance for your whole family.
Yeah.
So,
and even if you're in a big movie and we think you're a superstar, the movie that movie wraps up, you're unemployed.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess you never think
even be
of
a
that.
Big time actor, you're constantly hustle. Out of a job.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You got to work.
So the hustle is real.
Yeah, because you don't really think about that. At least I don't. I mean, I guess I just watch my television and, you know, feed and sleep and go back to my television.
In fact, the people in the TV are looking out at you like, I want to do that. How do you get that job? Couch potato.
It's like Bo Burnham.
I'm up here working so hard for you, sir. And you're fat. You know?
It's like Bo
I'm
Burnham.
Be
How about I sit on the couch and watch you next time?
Yeah, well. Bo Burnham did one of the best things ever during... There's COVID, your mental health.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think he really got into the weeds on how dinged up we all got during
the COVID. Stuck at home.
I want to see Oppenheimer so bad.
I can't wait.
What do you got, a week? 1 week. You can do that and do some Barbie movie. You can do it all next. Less than a week?
Yes, because, I mean, it'll come out on Thursday.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
And none of us have seen Mission Impossible.
Jeff, I haven't seen the last one.
I know, but this is like the good one.
I know. I know. Maybe I'm going to have to take the sweet Wylene, the sweet wife out
on
a date.
Take her out.
On a date.
Show her a good time.
Maybe. I always show her a good time. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a lot of people are like, but does he? I mean, I know he can do a great impersonation of a donkey.
That's what she gets. That's what she gets. Big Party Show. All my life.
They be trying to keep me down. Don't keep me down, little Dirk.
He can't be kept down. All right, 938
You can't hold down Lil Durk.
No, sir. I saw this morning they made an interesting survey or whatever. They're saying that Speedos are rising in sales. More and more people are getting Speedos.
It was probably a targeted ad.
They heard us talking about it.
We're trying to talk partying and getting a Speedo to wear.
Increase in Europe, 200%. United States, 50%.
Well, when did Europe ever leave the Speedo?
I know. They're just becoming more popular. And the reason being people want to wear shorter shorts now. And so they're just kind of moving into this direction.
So are these the traditional Speedos that we're talking about? Or just Speedos across the board? Okay. Because
just the traditional ones.
They do have like those, they call them jammers. The kids wear them for swim team. And they're the Michael Phelps ones where they almost look like bicycle shorts. And those kids run around in those. And they're like Speedos. But they're...
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
He's talking about the traditional one.
Yeah, the traditional one.
Everybody does leg workouts. No one skips leg day now. So everybody's got thighs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've noticed people like to show off their...
Their thighs.
Their thighs now. Like when we were in high school, you know, girls would say thunder thigh. Like it was a terrible thing, right? Mm-hmm. They didn't want to have big thighs. Now women have giant thighs. I think it's super attractive. It's a cool look. It's just power.
I know. I'm with you.
Why all the guys like to wear the high shorts. They want to show off
their thighs.
Do you ever remember wanting to be like, I need to show my thighs more.
Gotta get more thigh.
Get more thigh action.
Absolutely.
I did breach it to the sweet Wylene on getting it, and she's like, no, hard no on that.
Dang it.
I thought to myself, you know what?
Or like a soft no.
That was a hard no. It was a hard no.
Soft no.
Hard no. Soft no. But I did think to myself, all right, so you're telling me no, that I can't wear a Speedo? I would never tell you you can't wear a two-piece.
She's like, well, that's because I wouldn't embarrass you by wearing that.
We've been married too long. All these decisions have been metered out.
Come on.
I'm usually on Team Wylene on account of the fact that she is the moral compass of your relationship, and she's the good stopgap to you making some less than desirable decisions. But on this one, I'm like, come on, Wylene, please.
Oh, thank you, Molly.
Please.
Is that a soft yes or hard yes?
That's a hard yes.
I'm like,
so to that, I would say, Wylene, please. It'll be the gift that keeps on giving.
I mean, Molly, would you agree that some people can pull it off?
Yes.
But you don't have to be built.
Nope.
To pull it off.
Mm-mm.
That's the thing. You just don't know till you know.
You got to try it.
You got to try it. You got to put on that tiny gold lamé Speedo.
Yep. I showed you
that one. Walk out by the pool.
Where it was
black. You'll know.
Hello. You'll know.
With confidence.
I think you know pretty quickly, because if it's not working, no one says anything.
or
you hear like, that's not bad. Like, hey, I like your suit. Like they're giving you a little credit.
That or you go out and you just have a lot of eye contact.
Yeah.
Nobody, no Roman eyes.
I would love to see Jeff in a Speedo.
Tight.
I know that
tight.
Sounds weird, but I would love to see Jeff in a
Speedo. That sounds weird, because it is. I would love to see you in a Speedo.
He's always trying to get you over to his hot tub and try his bidet, and I always see you in a Speedo. Be careful. He's going to keep you in a dungeon one day.
It's going to be top deck party, because we're thinking he's going to commandeer the top deck, because there's three decks on this dive boat that we're going. We're going on a liveaboard.
A little bit later this week.
Top deck will be...
The party zone.
The party deck.
And that's where you wear your Speedo.
I think so.
And fish and draw in chum to the boat.
Oh, yes, I'm going to do it all. But
maybe chum in the waters with that Speedo'd bubble butt. I can't wait. I want to see that.
Okay, you know someone's going to
relax over there.
We can probably get some drone footage.
Ooh, yeah. I'm on a boat. Yeah. You can reenact the whole Lonely Island.
That's going to be every hour of every day.
Right? Flip-flop.
All right. So if you're looking for some swimsuit attires, the Speedos are back. Big Party Show!
K-94-1, good morning. Welcome to the Big Party Morning Show. You want to jump in, you can give us a call at 938-9400. I didn't realize how many people are in this Barbie movie, but they just revealed John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
He's Mermaid Barbie.
Yeah, because remember, there's all kinds of different Barbies Mer-Ken. And Kens.
Yeah, they just revealed his character this morning. I'm like, oh my God. I laughed out loud.
He's Mer-Ken.
Yeah, Mer-Ken. Look at that look.
Oh, buddy, he's so pretty.
It's sort of like Thor.
Uh-huh.
Like Thor's androgynous sister.
Yes.
There you go.
Is Mer-Ken.
Mer-Ken. Yeah, because they're all, like, all the guys are Kens and all the girls are Barbies.
Barbies, yeah.
So, like, the main Barbie is Margot Robbie and the main Ken is Ryan Gosling, but, like, all the other ones are also called Ken.
Are you going to go see this thing?
I probably will.
I'm kind of leaning towards it, too.
I like the
more they're exposing what's going on here and there, it looks the cast is actually pretty funny. And then I saw a bunch of interviews and with some of the cast members, and God, they just talk about how much fun they had and
it sounds
all that
like
stuff
it was a good
filming
time.
It. So I'm like, all right, maybe I need to dip into this movie. But at first I was like, no, I just, because I don't like pink. And there's
really?
So much pink going on.
Aww. Why don't you go as Mer-Ken on the entire dive trip?
Oh, come on.
It checks all the boxes.
Come on, man.
It kind of does.
Flowing hair.
Yeah, he's got the flowing blonde hair if you haven't seen it yet. And
we don't know what he's wearing below. I assume it's a mermaid. It's like a fish bottom.
Yeah, maybe it's a fish bottom, that kind of thing. I mean, it's interesting. It's definitely a hot look. I don't know how they got his thighs.
Or the turquoise blue clam necklace.
Dude, I do like that. We all
do like
have
that. Yeah.
We all have to have that. In our arsenal.
Go ahead and get the clam necklace.
Yeah. What, do you have any clam. Jewelry that's got
I do
shells,
have shells
on it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have shell jewelry from when we went to Hawaii.
Okay.
And yeah, pearls, like raw pearl jewelry. I've got that also.
And part of your wife likes looking for shells, right? She's going to be in heaven down there.
Dude, we got
literally
tons of shells.
Some of these excursions where we jump off on an island that like no one's ever on.
Yeah.
They're like, you just pick up amazing shells.
Mm-hmm. Cool. We've got boxes of shells. I can make you a shell necklace, a nice shell necklace to wear.
That you can wear in the dungeon.
Have you ever made one?
No, I don't know how to do it, but I can do it. I can try.
Yeah, I was gonna say probably just threading, or yeah, I mean, it's
a necklace. Just a string through a hole of a thing. I just don't have the blue.
Oh, well, you can get some paint.
Yeah,
get like a paint pen or paint. Just go ahead and get that nice turquoise going.
I think our friends at Hobby Lobby would say it's a little bit more complicated.
Complicated than that, probably. All right, we got what's trending coming up in the next couple minutes. Molly, what's up?
Well, it's getting complicated with France is going to be giving people money to repair their clothes. They want to save the planet. Big Party Show!